Okay. Kum lerna blat gemara. We are up to the samach ches amud beis on the bottom of the page. Rab Elish passed away, and his children suddenly, Nafagalayah's daughter, received this particular contract. Rabbi Kosabe was written the following: Palga ba'agar, palga behefsid. We're talking about the whole time this shtar iska, which is a business arrangement where 50% of the money is a loan, and therefore you take full responsibility, the borrower take full responsibility, and you keep all the profit from that 50%. The other 50% is a business investment, and I take full responsibility, and I get the full 50% profit of that. And that's what it said. But we also learned that that's not good enough, because it still looks like ribbis. In fact, it is ribbis, because that a lender and a loan and a borrower. The problem is,
half of it is the lender investing in the business, and the other half is lent to the borrower for the borrower to be able to invest in the business. And at the end, they split the profits.
It's a special tekan zachamim, because it used to be, yeah. It used to be people to give away 100% of their money, and they took full responsibility. We divided 50-50, which is all right. The only problem is people stopped doing that. Why would I risk all my money with you? Why would I do that? But we want to give the person an incentive to help another Jew out. However, the problem is, why are you working for my 50% gratis? Anybody else, if I would have to hire with your skills, would cost me money. So that in itself is because you feel indebted. Why are you feeling indebted? Because I lent you money. That's ribus.
No, so how can I operate the business? I can't operate it.
You're 50%. Work only on your 50%. Why are you working on mine? For nothing. So I have to pay you a fee. And we had yesterday tomorrow, three opinions what the fee was. So in this particular contract, it said just a 50-50. It didn't mention a word about a fee. So it said in the contract this: Palga ba'agar, half of it is profit, and Palga behefsin, half of it is the liability of the risk, taking the risk. He was a great man. There's no way in the world that he would have paid that 50% profit, which is also such an arrangement, because it looks like ribbis. There's no way he would have allowed that. So therefore, this is how you're supposed to read the shtar. It's a very cryptic shtar. So this is how you read it. This is what the lender is saying to the borrower. If you want to get 50% of the profit, then I, the lender, will take 2/3 of the risk of the liability, and therefore, really, I should have taken half. That difference between the half and the 3/4, and the 2/3 that I take, which is a sixth, that's your wage. Or ipalga behefsid, if you take 50%, you, the borrower, take 50% liability, then it takes this ipalga, you're entitled to 2/3 of the profit. Why 2/3? Because only 50%. That extra 6 is your wage. Amr of Kahana, Rav Kahana said, Amrita, Elish Maitika Medrav Zvid Minadoi. We repeated this whole parsha here in front of Razvid from the Hadoi. And Vomali told me, Dilma, perhaps Rav Elish Tevilima Betirhava. We had an opinion before that if I can do you one favor, you feel a debt of gratitude and you're prepared to work for me for free. Maybe that's what happened, and that doesn't get recorded in the shtar. The other two opinions, for full wage and so on, it doesn't have to get recorded in the shtar. But according to the Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, it doesn't have to get recorded in the shtar.
Other way around.
That's right. And Rab Nachman said, halachic Rabbi Yehuda, halachic fact is like Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore he was entitled to do that. So what's your problem? Why do you have to twist the shtar around? Learn simply that he did him a favor. Let him eat his dried fig with him. Amalei, he said, you know why I don't want to learn your way, and why I'd rather twist the shtar around? Because lavil chazitma, the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but the halach is like our Mishnah that you have to pay full wage. Elashita itmar. What Rab Nachman was saying is that these three opinions are all have the same principle; they all follow the same shita. But the halach is like none of them. Whenever we say shita, means the halach is not like any of them. Even though Rabbein at times says that Allah Hashem Gamlil, because of other rules that we have, that Allah is always Hashem Gamlil, which is that the galim, the dung, is considered a wage. It's not hefker. Hakam that makes sense. The loitem achim, not so long. Why does he say that Allah is like him, that Allah is like him, that Allah is like him? Allah is like him. Lame, Allah Rabbi Yehuda, to make him cool. Just say Allah Rabbi Yehuda, who's the most lenient. All you have to do is allow the guy to dip his pizza in your fish juice, and you're already indebted to me, and you're allowed to work for me.
There's three people there. There's a mayor and a beautiful, all three friends.
Okay.
True, yeah.
So anyway, right, new Gemara, I'm talking about you have to pay your wages. The Gemara, Omar Rav, Rav says, if a guy says to the other guy, Moises, for example, I'm giving you calves to watch for me, and then we make a deal, I'm lending you the calves that, what, that, you know, half and half. You take half the losses, and I take half, half as a loan, half as an investment, and we divide the profits half and half. But where's the wage? So if I say to you, Moise Shlish, if we increase the value of these calves more than a third, Bizcharcha, you can keep that over and above any profit that's over a third of the animal, you can keep. So that is your wage. Hareze mutter, that is sufficient. Now the problem is, it's not every year that you can have such an increase. What about those years you don't have the increase? So then Lecheda, where's his wage? Ushmul Amar, Shmul says, Loi Motza Moise Shlish Yeh Rebeis Reikon. What about those years that he doesn't get by a third? He'll go home empty handed, which means where's his wage? There's no wage here.
The wage is in the
profit. The profit is not a wage. The profit is, because you, it's your money. 50% is yours, so you're entitled to the profit. The loan means that it's totally yours at the time while you have it. Shmuel says you have to give him something. So what do? Koitzetz like dinner. You make up to give him a dinner. You tell him a third, but you also tell him a dinner. So therefore, even in those years, it's a fallback position. That if there's no profit more than a third, you're guaranteed a dinner. So you have some kind of wage. Break the Gemara. No, it's like mamash nothing. No, there's a mashu. It's not a mashu. Like a mayor before. Mm-hmm. No, but he's more than that. He's saying, I'm giving you more than a third. I'm giving you something substantial. But in those years, you have a safety net. This is a safety net. This is not your... Exactly. Says the Gemara, the Sover Rav, does Rav hold that ain't koich like dinner? Does Rav hold you don't have to give him a dinner at all? You just make this promise and you know you hope and pray that everything works out. But Amar Rav, Rav himself said, Reish Egla Liptuma, if I give you a calf to fatten up for me and we can divide the spoils 50-50, then you should take the head of the animal as your wage, and the rest of the animal we divide equally. In other words, you need a wage. So Rav himself says that's not enough to say that you have to have a wage. My love, now what's the case over here? The Omele, he must have told him, why doesn't say Mefedish your wage? Lucheda talking about the Omele, Moise Shlish Mishkarek. He's talking about the case where I said if the animal, after you fatten it up, is worth more than a third of what it's worth now, you can keep that. But still, I need a fallback position, and that is the head. And but that fallback position only comes into play when there is no profit, you know, when you don't make that profit more than a third. But if in the year when we make profit more than a third, I don't give you the head, I don't give you the dinner. So the Lecheda Rav agrees with this principle. So the Gemara, no. The Kamele told him, he gave him an option. You have a choice. You could choose one of the two kinds of wages. Either Moise Shlish, and for according to Rav, that's good enough, and those years where it isn't too bad. Because why? Because Rav holds the fact that you know that if you're worth more than a third, I can keep all that. That in itself is already a satisfaction that's considered a wage. So even those years you don't have it, I know in my mind that I can get next year. That in itself is a wage. Or Reish Eglip Tumma, I'm giving you a choice. Or you take the head of the animal for fattening up and that's it. And leave me alone. I can narrow down Rav's din. You know what Rav said? If you have more than a third, you can keep it. You want to know what about wages? In a case, we don't have to pay me wages. Why not? If I have my own animals, I'm anyway tending to my animals. Having one more animal there in the flock is not going to make any difference whatsoever. The bother is practically the same, and therefore, I don't need a wage, and so on. The famous saying that people say, Gavil Litura, when you have to mix all the food, fodder for the animals, is for one cow, and Gavil Litura, and you have the same effort when it comes to two cows or more cows. So there's no need. When does Rav say that Moise Shlish is good enough? Is when there's no need for a wage. And when is no need for a wage? When it's, when he has his own cows.
So if you take, so you're putting some of your own money in, then you're borrowing from the guy to put in the balance.
What am I doing to you? What's my relationship with you?
You're a lender. We're making him.
So what's the rev? What's it?
Yeah. To this ISCA, I'm bringing the rest of the capital relations. This problem. Why don't we say it's the same as the other?
Regarding which part? The wager regarding the.
Well, here what
regarding
are you
the wager regarding the Nibus. What's that? What are you
talking about?
So you talk. We do say it.
So you don't have to say it. Always, you do have to ISCA, but the ISCA is.
But it depends. If you can, I don't know by house. If you can argue that the same effort is for half a house or a whole house. Is it the same thing to clean double the house? I don't know if you can argue that it's the same effort. If you can, you can, you can, you can. I don't know. It has to do with the effort. Here's the thing. Here, Govil, look at Rashi. Dami inchi Govil to the Govil to the parallel to the Gemara. But oisai teirach, it's the same effort. Ata megabel subin is oidi lifnei sherecha that you mix together, you know, bran and barley for one cow. Ata yochel gabel lifnei shnayim. The Rashi says oisai teirach. Would you argue that a half a small house and a big house is the same effort? I don't think so. To maintain it. Back to Rabbi Lozer Magroinya Zovin Behema. Rabbi Lozer Magroinya purchased an animal. The Yoyiv Leilarisa gave it to a sharecropper, or gave it to Arisa, which is literally a sharecropper, somebody who is going to have a chalik in the profits of the animal if he puts in the right effort. And so this guy here takes on half the liability and he gets half the profit. Mefatim lei, so he fattens it, but where's the wage? The Yov Le Reisha Ba'agre, and it gives him the head as a wage. The Yav Palgar of Ocha, and he gave him half. See, he did the right thing. He gave him half the profit, and he gave him a head for a wage. So everybody's happy. Fatim is fattening.
Similarity of words, huh?
Why? Yeah, Fatim is a fat. Yeah, they stole it from the Gemara. Omra Le Devisu, the wife of the Oris, was not a very intelligent woman, said to her husband, this is what happened, you get greedy. Why are you merely an artist? Anyway, you're shutting, right? Your partners, it's 50-50. So why are you merely an artist? Why don't you sink money into this as well? You'll be mamish 50-50. And if he gave you, when you were not an equal partner, he gave you a head over and above what he got. Imagine if you were equal partners, he'd give you even more than that. He'll give you a tail also, the hindquarters. He'll give you also the hindquarters.
Now, what's he talking about? A bigger share?
No, put money in. Right now, you're not putting any money in, and you're getting half the profits, and you're getting ahead. Imagine if you invested 50% of the money for that buying an animal together. What would you get? You get not only the head over and above the, you also get the hindquarters, and then you divide the rest. Kamchaya. Ozel, he went. Zovin Bahadeh. So he went, and he bought an animal together with Rabbi Loza Magronya. And Paulogim Alisa. So we came to hindquarters, Rabbi Loza said, okay, let's divide half and half. We're partners. Omle, what do you mean? Torn out for. Amalei, he said to him, Shabbalezer said, Ta nafuga medation, now let's go and divide the head as well. Amalei, he said, I understand. Now I'm worse off than before. Okay, the tail, the hindquarter divide equally, so I'm at least no worse than before when I didn't invest money. Now I invested money before I got the head myself. And now you tell me we're dividing the head like partners. Amalei, now I'm not even going to be like I was in the beginning. In the beginning, at least when I was not an investor, I received half the profit and I got ahead. Now that I invested money, I should get more. You split. Yeah, you get everything divided down the middle. So I'm losing out. Don't you understand the difference? Rabbi Lazar said to him, he said, my money. If I wouldn't have given you a little bit extra, why are you working for my half of the animal? Look like an ibis. So therefore, I have to give you the whole head. Now, we're partners. My comrade, we're partners. So therefore, we have 50-50. What's your taina? You were equal partners, yet you're working harder than I am. My comrade, what's your taina? Terachna tvei purta. That you worked a little bit harder. And your shutva is than me, which is a valid taina when you have general partners. They're both 50-50. How come one guy's working a lot harder than another one? Oh, but I'm an inch. You're not still a partner. Forget about this particular animal. What are you to me? What's your relationship to me? You're my artist. You work for me all the time. I'm an inch. People say that Stam Arisa Lemori Arikim Shabbat Nafshe. He is indebted to his balabas. So you're working harder because overall you're my artist.
So in other words, he was an artist and a deal on a behemoth.
Yeah, because his wife suggested that if you put money, you'll make more money. Got greedy.
So what became with the extra money?
So he's saying the reward that you get out of the Arisos can be attributed also to this sharing of behemoth.
Not at all.
So what is he?
We're partners. What do you want? 50-50. That's what partners are. So you work harder. You worked harder. You know why you work harder? Not because not with ribis. You want. You have a time. You're equal partners. How come I'm putting more time and effort into it than you are?
This behemoth.
What's that? Not with ribis. You're having a general time. I'm telling you because you are my artist. And then what's an artist? An artist is always out there to try find favor in the balbosses, in his balboss. You did do extra work, but you're doing it because you're my artist. That's what, you're my partner because you're my artist, so that's what you do. You don't like it, don't become my partner anymore. You put effort in to find a proper shepherd. Tell about me learn. Sorry? He doesn't have to because nothing. You're 50-50 partner. We divide it. When you have two partners, you both put in $50. Everything is divided equally, right down the middle. If one partner puts in more effort, then it's a tiny. Then you maybe go ahead and tell you, I put in more time. But right now, in your case, there's nothing. You have no tiny.
You know what he's saying? The God that is for him, he didn't work any extra. You deserve anything extra.
You did work extra, but so what? That's how you are. You are my partner, my artist. So you don't even have a tiny. That's nothing to do with Rebus now, but it's a side issue.
But I was saying there's nothing to do with this, but the fact was that there's a behemoth here where they did a separate deal on a behemoth, right? He gave the capital and they're going to share the
gave capital, 50-50. They both put in $50 and bought an animal together, and he said, "Now, we're both $50, we're splitting down the middle." So the guy says, "But I put in more time."
You're doing the extra because you're doing this anyway.
No, you're putting in more time because your relationship to me is you're my artist. And as an artist, what are you always doing? You're always trying to find favor in my eyes. So it's not even a taina, because you are my artist and you're doing other work for me. And even though this is an effort, that's what another. He tries to curry the favor of the Baal Bas, to find a shepherd who will take over. So we learn, Hashon Behem L'Chaveda, let's say if we made this arrangement by an animal that I put in the money and I gave 50% as a risk and 50% is a loan to you. And so till when does the other guy have to work with the animal before he says let's divide it and let me get my 50% profit? The borrower, wait till you turn around to lend and say okay enough and let's divide the profits. Subcha says when the animals are ready. So what is that? When it comes to donkeys, 18 months. In our Mishnah we learned before, it says until the animal can carry. Until it's able strong enough to carry a load. And here we said 18 months. It could be 18 months and Tainis is the same time period generally. It could be the same time period. Otherwise, I'm not sure exactly why you would give it unless it's an argument. And Begoidre is Chavdal Chedish. Begoidre is, when it comes to small animals, it takes 24 months before they are ready to get it to say, okay, they're mature and now let's divide the profits. The im bo lach like b'teres money. The guy is itching if he wants to get his profit ready. Chaveda makos, not yet. But you cannot compare tipula shel shana zu le tipula shel shana cheres. Rashi has two pshatim here, but the first one Rashi, which he likes better, is you cannot compare the effort that you put into an animal the first year to the effort you put in the second. The second is much harder because the animal is bigger, needs more food, and so on and so forth. What does that mean? Avo might come in, but. So is that a reason to what? That you should force him to take another year, or that's a reason why he should be able to get out? What do you mean about?
On the other hand, you can say the women's young, you have to actually have children.
That's the other Pshat Rashi.
The older, you just put the 30 in front.
That's the other Pshat Rashi, but he doesn't like it. Ella lefi she'enu doima tipula shoshana zula tipula shoshana chere. You cannot compare the effort that you put in the first year to you put in the second year. So therefore, when I give it to you, the animal, to take care of until it matures, I expect you to take care of it, especially the harder part. Not the easier part, only the first year. I want to take care of the second year as well, the 18 months or the 24 months. So the Gemara, Tanya learned somewhere else, Hashon Behem L'Chaveri, Ad Masach Hayat Tapa V'Lodas. If there are any V'Lodas, we also divide the profits, right? V'Lodas are profit. And we divide 50-50. So how long does he have to take care of the V'Lodas? That's a whole new effort. Bidaka, if it's a small by b'chay, it said before you give it to a kohen, you have to take care of the animal to a minimum. What's the minimum by b'chay? And we'll use the same minimum here. Bidaka lamadayim, with the small animals, it's 30 days, and then the borrower can say, take your animal, sell it, and split our profit for the little. I don't want to take care of the babies. Well, vigasanunyayim, a larger animal, 50 days. Bidaka, give a small animal, 3 months, but they should tipula merubah, because it requires more effort. My tipula merubah, what do you mean more effort? They should shinea daka is. Because it has very loose, small teeth, and so therefore you have to take care. It needs its mother, and it needs its mother, and so on. It also needs a trained person. You can't just give it to any farmer. When the animal is just growing up, it needs someone trained who can recognize what the animal is eating, take care of it, or not. If the lender says to the borrower, "I want you to continue to maintain these small animals," but half of the small animals belong already to who? To the borrower, and now you want me to continue working for you, so then we divide your half again into 50-50. So I now have 75% of the babies, and you have the young, the calf or the colt, and you have 25%.
The Gemara.
So if they give him the moshav of 30 days,
make no difference. Just saying, this is the standard of maintenance of an animal. Yeah, I know, but we're saying But here he's saying here that just whatever it says by Hilchos Pchedus. So there's a dakan gasa. So any animal dakan, any animal gasa. And our mission is not necessarily babies. He's talking about, you know, young. He's talking about just born. So this story once happened. Did exactly that. He was a borrower. He took care of the other guy's animals, and then he took care longer than he was supposed to. So he ended up taking from the babies 3/4. Right, half that he was entitled to, and half of the other half, because he was taking care of the other half. Also, coming up, came for a buyer. Now, Luchayda, where's his wage? We just said that when you take care of Mekanda Eilich, you take care, you say you take half his mine anyway, and half of what you have because we're doing the same deal. Where's the wage? So the tenet is over here, because it's the same animal. I have to take care of the animal. This, forget, not because I have. We said before, if you eat Slebehem Acharita, you know, if you have another animal there, and Shmuel argued there's still that also. Shmuel argued before, if you have another animal, because the fact is, I have to do a little bit extra effort for a second animal. You can't say it's exactly the same amount of food. I got to do something extra. And Shmuel says, that little bit extra, you need to get compensated for, otherwise, it's libis. Over here, I have to take care of this very animal for my half. And therefore, I have exactly. So what am I doing more for you? Zero. So then everyone's made a side, Rav for sure, and even Shmuel is made in this case. You don't need a wage because there's no additional effort.
So what if you say that once you've selected who takes which one of the animals, that it's a layer that
we're not talking about that. We didn't do any division. That's the whole thing.
But eventually we will.
And then we sell it. We're finished. The moment we do, we sell it. And
so we ask, and there's no division of the
animals. I want to get rid of it. I want to realize my profit. The
division of man, yeah. The division of animals.
Yeah. They're invited. Also, the guy came for a bayim. He came for a bayim. Amalei. Man Poluglach. Who determined the value of the animal? You decided on your own to go ahead and divide the partnership. Who? Man Poluglach. Who is the one that divided for you? V'oi, Nochme, Mokim, Shinogu, Legadlu. Nochme, in this place, the meaning of Mokim is that they don't get rid of the animals after, by, you know, 30 days or 50 days. Over here, they talk to keep the animals a bit longer before they give it back. Then you have to follow meaning of Mokim. That now we learn, Mokim, Shinogu, Legadlu, Yagdilu. In the meaning of places, the Megadlu, Zayin, Shibi, Magdalit. So who gave you the right? In other words, you cannot break a shutfus on your own. You have to go to Bezin and you have to assess the value. Says about a similar story, but it was different. Hani Tereku Toyi, there were two people from Kusoy, not talking about Kusoy, the gain. There were two Eden from Kusoy. The Ovid, Iske Bahad, the Geshef together. Ozl Chabinai, Poli, Zuzubalai, Dai, Tichavre. And they had money in the bank, and one partner decided, I had enough with this partnership. He decided to break the partnership without asking his friend. Also, the Kamada Papa, they came before the Papa, on Malay said, and he came to Taina. He divided the partnership. He got out of the partnership and he split the money. And he's not accusing him of stealing anything else. But he said, I don't want to break up the partnership. And he did it on his own without going to a Bezin. And I buy you this paskin. You want to break up a partnership, you got to go to a Bezin. What are you comparing assets to money? Money is $100 in a bank account. It's clear cut, 50-50. So therefore, there's no way. You don't have to go to Bezin. You can break a partnership. If I don't want to be a partner, I don't want to be a partner. You can't force me to be a partner. However, when there are assets and you want to divide, the assets are a whole different story. Because you have to assess the assets. They were right. The Shana, the next year, Zavun Chamri Badadi. Bottom.
A4 at the bottom.
Interesting, they had a fight over here about the partnership. The guy walked away, and next year he was Moichlim and he said, let's go become partners again. They purchased wine together. Come Idach. Two lines on the bottom. Come Idach. The other guy stood up. Poli Gleibeloi Daita the Chavrei. And they divided the wine. So this guy who came to Papa the Tiny, and Papa said, you're allowed to divide the partnership. So he decided to divide the partnership of the wine on his own. Also, he was brought before the Papa. How did you divide the wine? I see every time you're out to pursue me. Over there, when the guy broke the partnership without my permission, you passing like him. And now I'm breaking the partnership like you told me he allowed to. And you're out to get me again. What are you out to get me for? You know me. Am I your relative? What are you out to get me for? Omer Papa says, Kahai Gavna Vadai, in such a case over here, Vadai Tzodio. Papa said, look, you know, I realize, and this is very interesting here, Tesis, I realize now I have to explain to my psak. And Tesis says, I'll take it to Tesis in a second. I realize I have to explain to him because this guy has kindness to me and he thinks that I'm corrupt, that I'm always out to get him because every time he comes to my dintayin, he loses.
First time I got to Kanani, Papa said,
no.
Well, the next time,
why? The guy who lost the case there, now he's the one who broke the partnership. And Rav Papa ruled against him. So he said, you're out to get me. So Rav Papa said, he says, hi, governor, in such a kind of a case where a guy has, if he doesn't understand the halacha, will legitimately have kindness to me that I'm corrupt and I'm out to get him. Vaday tzarech lo edu, I need to explain to him. I said to him, Zuzi, mi shakal tavi v'shavik chasri. By when it came to the money, did he take the good coins and left behind the bad coins? He's divided equally. You told me something about it equally. So it's right, as if it's already divided. Amrei, no. Amrei, chamre, kuli, but when it comes to wine, kuli amayodi, everyone knows, the ikad, the basim, ikad, the light basim, there's better wine and there's poorer wine. Therefore, you need a third party, an outsider, to divide the wine. Otherwise, they could be accused that you took the premium wine, you left me the bad wine. Now, what do you mean, Kai Gabnot? So, look at Tesis here. Mashma, Dafka, Hocha, only over here, Vishahoyu, Le Pischem Pel, Le Chashde. Why did the Bezin decide to explain to the people who do disputants why they passed the way they did? Because you have grounds to be Chashid. You have to be honest, not only in the eyes of Hashem, but also in the eyes of Eden. If we have a dintayda and you ask me a shayla, you ask me, tell me, explain to me why you're passing against me, I don't have to tell you. I don't tell you. So Taisu is I behold Amos Sofis a boy that says in Gemara Sanhedrin Shnayim Shenis Atzmul Adin. If two people are having a din teira, Shekayfin Oisay V'Don Beira. If we force you, and we have a din teira in this very city, the Imaman, if the guy who lost the case says Kasvuni Meizatam Dantuni, explain to me, write to me down the reasons why you paskind against me. The din is Kaisvin V'Noisle. The Bezin has to give it. So what's the Gemara saying? Kai Gavn the Vazaradu. It seems every time that whoever lost the case, the defendant has a right to say, tell me why I lost the case. So Tesis, no. Omer Abaytam. Mikoyach ahi dehoche dafke. Based on this Gemara here, it seems clearly from this Gemara here, the Bezin does not have to tell the reason. I, the Gemara, says you do. Hosam de loyrotze loden el de kvir. Avli medaita donoi say in case of a nice loy. Says Tesis, when do you have to write down, Bezin to write down? Never. Only if you're choish, you have grounds to be choish, or the guy with failure did not want to go to this bezin, he wants to go to another bezin, another city, and he was forced to come here. If he was compelled to come to this bezin, then he has a right to say to the bezin, explain to me why I lost the case. But if not, if they volunteer to come to this bezin, the bezin is not mechuyu at all whatsoever, according to the first answer to Tesis, to explain the basis for their psak. That's one answer, but Tesis gives another answer. We argue. V'yesh mefarshim, no. Of course, Bezin always has to tell you the reason, like the case of Sanhedrin. The hachas, when you call kahai gadol tzarich loydui, the le'aidi hoydor me'ezat tamchai. We're not talking about that. He's saying that there's such a case, the Bezin should have. I have to tell him the reason why. Is that what he's saying? Elohim Hashiva kol kahai gadol. Such a case, hoylach loydia kishachalakta, hoylach lachas loymedaitoi. He's telling the guy in such a case, you who decided to divide the wine, you should have told him. You should have realized that wine is very easy for your partner to accuse you of being a ganef. That you took yourself the better wine and you gave him the poorer quality wine. So you, not I, have to reveal. A bezin, so I have two shit to say. You should not pass on the second one. A bezin always has to reveal the reasons why. I, when I gather, will do. You told me to the guy. You should have told him that, you know, you should have gone to him and say, look, let's divide the wine. Okay, back to Gemara. Take Gemara bite. But this guy didn't understand the nuances. Gufa, let's analyze it. Rav Nachman Zuzi commanded pligidami. Rav Nachman said that Zuzi money is commanded pligidami. That is as if it's split. Hani Mila, when you say tavi, if all the coins are the same, they're all good coins, thin coins, easy to dispense with, or tikuli, very heavy coins. They used to use very heavy coins for weights. So if all the coins are the same, if all the coins are exactly the same, they're all very heavy, or all very thin, then I don't need your acknowledgement when I divide it equally. I will tavi with tikuli loy, but I can on my own, if let's say there are thin coins, which are very easily used anywhere, or and then thick coins, which are basically used only for weights. I can on my own say, you know, I'll take the tovi and you take the cool, the heavy ones. Rab Chama did an interesting thing. Rab Chama decided instead of renting his house and renting his car, he'll rent money out. So instead of saying it's a loan and I'm going to call it a rental. I'm going to rent you $100 for a day, and you got to pay me $10 rent. So now you pay me tomorrow $110, but it's not a loan. Even if you didn't call it, it was in a minute. But it's a rental. The Gemara will explain in a minute why it's not a rental. It's a rental.
Why not?
He used to rent out his money and charge day. And what happened, what it says is, it says that if somebody lends with the ribis, eventually he'll lose all his money. The punishment, besides everything else, is he won't get up. He loses all his money. And very soon, he lost all his money. In other words, it's considered, it's tantamount to ribis. It says if you lend money with ribis, you don't get chesam esim. You don't wake up chesam esim. He said, I don't understand. Maish no memora. Why is it different? Renting out a lopata, a shovel. If I can rent out a shovel and charge rent, why can't I charge rent money? Money's an asset, the shovel's an asset. Velay is wrong. Mora hodra be'ina. What's rent? Rent is the very object that I gave you. You have to return to me unless it breaks. But you got to return to me. And number one. Number two, v'yadiyah pachse. You know why you're paying me rent? Because it depreciates. What do you pay me rent for? Two reasons. Number one is the fact I have no use of it. I cannot use it while you have it. Number two is because you're depreciating. You got to pay rent. Zuzi money in both scores doesn't work. Loy hodra be'inayu. The whole idea of money is that you use the money. So what do you give me back? Not the same coins I gave you, someone else. And Nachmet, even if it's the same coins, money doesn't depreciate. A dollar bill, a dollar, whether it's today or whether it's in a week from now.
But in today's world, it does depreciate.
No, it doesn't. Not intrinsic value. Right. Appreciate if the government decides to the currency to go down.
No, here they're from the physical. Just like despite physically.
Yeah, but in today's world,
it could go up. It could go up. It could go down. Australian dollar can go up and go down. Go anywhere. And against which currency are you comparing it to? Against the rupiah? Against who are you comparing it to?
If you would have made a condition on lending you this money because you can use it to weigh items with it.
That's the second one, depreciation. That's what I'm going to give two reasons. So even if I tell you that you have to give me back in return the exact same money, there's no depreciation.
There is no
depreciation. What are you charging rent for? So it looks like ribis. Then we'll invite. That's the Rashi's clearly. And even if I tell you give back to him money, okay. Back to the mother. Shuddle is a friend. Now this is interesting. The isid of ribis is only if it's done between the borrower and the lender. However, shori leili inish lememe lelechavre, a person has the right to tell his friend. Hey lich dalozuzi, so this is Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven has the right to tell Levi, here, I'm giving you $4 for zuzim. Va'oisre leplanye zuzi. And I want you to lend Shimon money. So now Levi is getting ribis, because he's going to get back the money that he's going to lend to Shimon, plus he got an extra, he got a commission here for doing it. Is that ribis? No. Because like Osra Teira El Ribis Habo Meleva Lemalva. The Teira only asks a ribis that's direct between the Leva and the Malva. Omar says, Rav, surely in Israel, a person is his friend. Shoki Lechabo, so take these $4. But Omar Leila Pliny, do me a favor. Reuven says, Levi, do me a favor. I'm giving you $4. I know you're a good friend of Shimon. I know he really likes to, he likes you a lot. Do me a favor. I want you to convince Shimon to lend me money. So the borrower is going to end up, Reuven is going to end up benefiting from this, but who's lending the money to Reuven? Not Levi, but Shimon. But who's getting the extra money? Levi and not Shimon. So therefore, there is over here a case of, you think might be a little case of an ibis involved there, because the Reuven is paying for the loan more than what he's borrowing. But because, in this case, L'chayli Gemara could have said, it's not between the Levi and the Malva. The Gemara gives a new reason here. My time is charamidika shakil. What am I? I'm paying you for talking to this guy. Because I'm paying you for talking to this guy, I'm not paying you for the loan. I'm paying you for talking to the guy. That's why I don't do. Now the Chayyim Gemara could have just said the same thing before. It's not between the borrower and the lender. But what happens if it turns out to be it is between the borrower and the lender? What happens if Shimon happens to owe money to Levi, and then Shimon can't pay? So now Levi steps in and takes the money from Reuven, like Shibud Ram Nassim. So the Chayyim now Levi he's received ribbis. He got $4 to get Shimon to lend the money, and now he's getting the loan back as well. L'chaydes, Shimon Rav Nosson, l'chaydes, the ribbis over here. Says he's married for that's why he's not ribbis, because he's not, that four zuzim was not a payment for the loan, it was a payment for talking to Shimon, and therefore he's entitled to it. Yod Abba Bar Breid Rapapa, Abba, who's the son of Rapapa. Now remember, Rapapa's a very wealthy man. He actually had two names, Abba Mar. Usually we had just Mar on his own. Habi Shokil, you know, the kid of Mikirai, he used to go around to collect wax from wax makers. He said to his father, he used to take wax from wax collectors. They needed money, investment in their businesses. So he would take a commission. He took wax because everyone needed candles to light, to burn. And then he went to his father and said, lend these guys money. Your son is involved with him. What's going on? You're lending and he's getting some extra benefit here. This kind of visa you're allowed to have because the Tayyid and Anasa are only between the Leiv and the Malva. It's interesting. So here, okay, so you need, it seems from the Rapapa, you need both reasons. Because Schar Amida is not, if he talked directly to the lender and he says, do me a favor, lend me money, and he gives him money straight away. Not after the loan, he gives him you lend me $100, I give you $10 extra. I give you $10, do me a favor, lend me $100. So the cheder, that's chara mida, and that's not allowed to, because it's still from the leiva to the malva. So you need both in yonim, the lay, and it, only the leiva to the malva, and it's chara mida. Then we'll write Mishnah. This is what we already had before. Shamin part of a chamoy, you're allowed to be sham a part of chamoy called davish or oisav oichel machzer. Remember, you need a wage to make sure that doesn't look like ribis. But over here, if it gives you revenue, like we had before, the milk of a goat and the shearings of an animal, if it gives you revenue, that itself is the wage. Mokum shenogu lachlekes avlodes miyad chokin. If the minig is that as soon as the baby is born, and now each one, that's a profit, each one has 50, you can sell it straight away. And straight away, we said before, means 30 days or 50 days. Takogasa is chokin. But mokum shenogu legadl, we had it before already. If the minig is that you have to hold it 6 months of mushel, and before you put it on the market, then yagdilui. Rav Shimon Gilloimer, we had yesterday, as Rav Shimon Gilloimer says, Shomin Egel Im Imoy, when it comes to the freight charges, and we said before, if the mini gets to lift the animal, you got to pay the freight. So Rav Shimon Gilloimer says that if the mother's there, you don't have to pay for the freight. Why don't you pay for the freight? Because it always follows mother naturally. There's no effort on your part. Aye, what about the wage? We said the gal, you know, the dung, that's enough. Now we're in the new din. Umafriz al sodehu. I am now renting a field. I'm renting a field from you. I can go to the maskin and say, lend me $200. I'm paying you $10 a month rent. Lend me $200. I'll invest it in the field and I'll pay you $12 a month rent. Now the chayit is that ribus. I'm paying you now more on the rent. Okay, I'm not paying you directly on the loan. I'm paying you more for the rent. But the only reason why I'm paying you more for the rent is because you lent me the money. So the chayyid, that's the ibis, says the mission, no. Mafriz also, there you're allowed to increase. You're allowed to borrow the money. And Rashi says that from Prozitation Yerushalayim that you're allowed to expand. Mafriz, you're allowed to expand the value of the field. Why not? Because I'm investing in the field itself. So what am I paying you for? I'm not paying you for the loan. I'm paying you extra because the field's a better field now. That's what I'm paying you. So it's not a ribis on the loan. And more explains. It's lease. I'm increasing the lease. But why am I increasing the lease? Because the field is improved. So the loan, it's like you have to separate them, segregate them. The loan is to improve the field. I'm paying you rent in the rent anyway, lease, and now I'm going to increase it because it's a better quality field. And they're allowed to. Says the Gemara, Torah Mamgalen, Mafriz al Sadeyu, the Enu Chayshis Mishum Ribas, Loch Shash Ribas. What's the case? Ketzel, how's it work? Hasoy Cheres Hasodem Chavere Basor Kurim Chitin Lashon, I'm renting a field for my friend, 10 Kurim Chitin for the year. That's what I'm paying you back, the value of 10 Kurim of Chitin. Yes, that's 300 saw of wheat I'm paying you every year money for lease. But then he turns around to the rent to the mosque and he says to the landlord, 10 lima sayinzus, lend me $200, va'afa sena, and I will improve the quality of the field. Va'ani elucha shnei masakurin l'shana, and I'm going to give you now instead of 10 kurin, 12 kurin a year. Lease money. Mutter. You're allowed to. Ava, why? Because I'm improving the quality of the field. Ava le'e mafri v'echanus, when it comes to the store and I say, I'm renting the store for you. And I say to you, you know what? Lend me $200 so I can buy more scheider and have better business. And I'll pay you more rent. That you're not allowed to. Because the store itself hasn't improved. My business has improved. So why am I paying you more? Because you lent me money. That's mamash ribis. Or, if I say, I'm renting a ship from you, and I say to the guy, give me $200 so I can carry more scheider. The Gemara will explain. Sometimes on a store you're allowed to borrow the money and increase the rent. How? Lots of batsura. If I'm doing it to paint, put paintings on the wall, I'm improving. If I ever move out of this place, it'll be very easy for you to find a new tenant, or you can get more rent because now the store looks nicer. I'm investing the money in painting the building or make it nicer. Then you're allowed to. That's not the ribis. Why am I paying you more rent? Because you improved the building. Or sfina lasla iskario. But let's say by a ship, I want to add a mast to the ship. So I'm improving your asset. Then I'm allowed to pay you extra rent, because I'm not paying the rent for the loan, I'm paying the rent for the asset.
Sounds a bit funny.
Why?
If I'm renting something from you and I'm putting my money into it.
I'm not putting, I'm asking you to lend the money. Yes, my money, yeah.
It's really for the loan. I'm putting my money because I'm borrowing your money and you have to pay you back. Right. So I'm increasing the value of the rent. So I'm saying to you, I'm going to make your house look better. So now
yeah, but I'm doing my interest in it is because my store looks nice and more. I'll get more customers. I'm getting benefit from it as well. But you're benefiting from it because you have a better asset. So we're both benefiting.
Right,
why am I doing it?
The payment is not really for making it better. It is. For the loan.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's page not. I'm entitled to pay him more for a better quality building. I'm the one who initially think my personal interest is because I have more customers, and that's it. But I'm giving you more rent because you have a better building.
So, in other words, if you take a loan,
that doesn't produce. Does not improve the field. Has to be better fences. It has to be. That improves the field. That's right. Second one, right. However, I'm wrong. It actually affects fertilizer also, because fertilizer also makes it feel the better field. Exactly, yeah. People like it. In the future, you'll be able to get better rent. You have a better mask. You can get better rent. Sfinta ship. I can charge you rent for the ship, and I can also then tell you if the ship breaks, you have to pay me the full amount. Now, normally, I say it is part of Einzin, but in this case, you have to pay. Alochid, if you have to pay for the whole thing, that means you're not really a renter, you're really a borrower. And when you borrow something, you have to pay back the whole amount. So, how can I lend you something and then charge you rent as well? Alochid is Mamash Ribis. Says Rav, you can do both. Agra upagra. How can it be? If it's rent, you're a renter, then you don't pay if it breaks down. And if you're going to pay when it breaks down, then you shouldn't pay rent because you're paying rent. That's you're paying money on the loan. If it breaks, it means all along it never belonged. I borrowed it and I have to pay it back to you. So why am I paying rent? It means I'm a zibis. I was quiet. I'm going to say my time. Why was he quiet? Lishmila all the time didn't hear the brayse. Avi b'shamim mekabel shem bazim yisrael. You now accept shem bazim yisrael, which means with the person. The person who's borrowing takes 100% of the responsibility. Takes 100% of the responsibility, and yet we divide the profits equally. I can't do that because that's mamash ribis. I'm borrowing 100% and I'm paying you back 50% of the profit. That's mamash ribis. I want the kabbalah to borrow from a goy. You're allowed to. We'll see the next mission. It's a mitzvah to borrow to charge interest to a goy. Av Amruv, he said, Hashem part of the chaveda. If somebody assesses a part of his friend, Ramalai had a paros kasu lavrosh din. We value the part for $30. On the other side, I'm going to pay you rent. Muti allowed to l'cheira. Here we have a case, rent, and if an animal dies, I got to pay you. Why are you allowed to do that? L'vishalai asadamim. Because you didn't work out an assessment. Freddie Gemara, l'asadamim. Oh, but I'm saying, you just did the same mission you did. L'asadamim mechaim alachamisa. If I would have made up with you that much I borrowed for the animal 3 months, and if the animal was worth $300, and the 3 months was worth $70, I got to make up the difference. Then it turns out to be that's not a renting, that's mamash alone. And then we got a problem. But because Kozman, the animal is alive, I can return the animal to you, whatever it's worth. That's mamash I'm renting. When do I have to pay? Only if the animal dies. So therefore, there's no problem. I can make a condition. You have to pay if the animal dies. Then there's no problem paying the rent. Because besides the animal's alive, it's rent. When the animal dies, that's when I become chayv. No, he doesn't have to. He's saying here that the price is a raya to Rav. Uh-huh. And you could do it. If you do it this way, as long as you don't accept the zoil, you don't accept the depreciation, then it's mamish renting. Well, that was like. I'm going to pop up and say, here's a sphina, agro, pagra. The halach is by a ship, you can do agra and do pagra in the way we just said right now. The Noga Bene Kufra, the people of Kufra had a minig, agra, bishas, mashicha. They used to do it, they used to take the rent. As soon as you took that, usually you pay rent at the end. They took the rent straight in the beginning. Pagrin, but when do you pay for that? Shiva broke. Bishar Shvida. Which was it? Okay. Continue tomorrow, Mr.